Patrick, how are you?
Good. Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We have had some emails from folks concerned about the price of gas. And the last time we had you on the program, you told me, Tony, the pricing has edged up, but it's going to go back down, which it did. And when it does go back up, it'll stay right around the $3 a gallon mark. Well, it really hasn't reached that yet. So it looks like what you're talking about has come to fruition. For the rest of this quarter, where do you see the price of gas going?
You know, price has definitely been moving up. But the good news is I think we're close to seeing the price increases stop, at least for now. You know, we may see the prices drop and then bounce back up. But on a kind of a roller coaster ride here. Like you said, summer was done, prices went down, now we're going up. And, you know, I expect in the next couple of weeks we'll begin to go down again.
All right, you had told me that the reason the prices went up were not so much the oil spill in the Kalamazoo River here in Michigan or the Gulf oil spill, but there was a big, big problem in Illinois, and that really caused havoc with some refineries. Where do we stand with that problem?
Yeah, you know, they got all fixed up several weeks ago. The flow of oil began to flow through the pipeline and into Illinois refineries, but you know, like it was a problem in Illinois refineries. Again, part of the issue is being contributed to a refinery fire at an ExxonMobil refinery there in Illinois about a week ago. That's just one of the very small things that's influencing prices at the pump this week. So, you know, it's not too big of a deal. It wasn't very overblown on the market, but there's a number of things at work. Kind of the perfect storm for what we're seeing at the pump.
Well, I know that the government is going to allow drilling in the Gulf again, although there are new rules and regulations that companies are going to have to prove that they can adhere to. What will this do to the price of gas once this exploration starts again?
Well, you know, it likely won't do too much, unfortunately. I'd like to see it push prices back down, but the market is so caught up in other news. There's other things that are being watched more carefully. So, unfortunately, I don't think that this news of drilling the moratorium ending, I don't think it will do too much to prices, although, you know, we're kind of at the end of a rally, I believe. So it may be one of the factors to help push prices down just a bit, but you know, in the long-term thing, it shouldn't affect us too much.
Well, when I go to GasBuddy.com and click on Lansing, I can't believe how they're getting away with this. But the highest gas prices at the BP on West Saginaw, the price is $3.19 a gallon. And then when you look at some other stations, Marathon, Shell, Marathon, they're all right around $2.97, $2.95. But if you scroll up and go to the lowest regular gas prices, you look at Sam's Club, which is where I go, it's $2.81. But the Speedways and Sunoco's are right around $2.85, $2.87. So really, we don't have much to complain about, do we?
No, you know, there's always the ability to shop around. Thankfully, a lot of stations are already under the 290 threshold, at least in Lansing. Here in the west side, it's a little bit higher, so we'll be awaiting that. But, you know, I expect that as the week progresses, we might see by weekend maybe a station down to 279, but don't expect too many of them.
Why does Speedway have the lowest gas prices?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting how the way things work. A lot of the times they're very competitive. And so if another station drops down, they drop down, or Speedway may drop down themselves. But, you know, it all kind of depends on where they're located in local competition. But a lot of the time, let's remember, too, you know, a lot of folks recognize that they're the first to jump. So not only the first to jump, but they are the first to send prices back down, and that kind of leaves competition behind because they're the first ones to make more money, and then they quickly drop their price, and so they become one of the more attractive places to go to get gas as they drop their prices.
In Lansing, on the corner of Jolly and Dunkel, on one corner there's a Speedway, and across the street there's a Quality Dairy. Now, are those managers out in the door well, looking across the street at each other, and when they see one guy change the price, the other guy runs and change the price?
A lot of the time that's what happens. You know, that you're that close. It wouldn't surprise me that they'd essentially, you know, take a peek at what the competitor's doing, maybe up to three times a day, you know, so that if one drops the price, you know, that's the kind of thing that we could see start a price war. Now, unfortunately, that doesn't happen too often these days because folks are more concerned about how much they're making, but, yeah, they sure keep an eye on each other.
All right, Patrick, what else is new and newsy from your end? What should we look for? And will gas prices significantly raise once we get to Thanksgiving and Christmas?
You know, I don't think gas prices will go over $3 a gallon. I still kind of maintain that. I think we're still at the high end for this time of year. But, you know, it's been kind of easy watching gasoline prices lately, I'll tell you. If you want an indication where gas prices are going, take a look at the Dow Jones average. You know, we've had this incredible September rally, and look at the pump. Prices have gone up. And if the Dow Jones drops, gasoline prices are likely to drop. That's simply because we're kind of in an economic recovery, and the Dow signals it's kind of a bellwether in how good we're doing. If the economy is doing bad, the Dow goes down, and gas prices will drop. So if you want an indication for where prices are going, keep your eye fixed on the Dow.
All right, Patrick, as I mentioned, the Sam's Club here in Lansing, 281 Speedway, 285, Sunoco, 285. I see a mobile here, 287. I find all this information from Lansing Gas Buddy, or LansingGasPrices.com, which is a page that is supplied the information from GasBuddy.com. But just so people know, 281, to put in perspective what we're paying here, what are they paying on the West Coast and down in Florida and maybe over in England?
Well, you know, a lot of the places, you know, the U.S. still is among the cheaper of the developed nations for gasoline prices. Although Venezuela prices are 15 cents a gallon, it sure be nice to have that. But, you know, we go to the Europe and Norway, and those areas pay anywhere from $6 to $8 a gallon. So, you know, in hindsight, we're still doing pretty well. But a lot of those areas, too, of course, have better mass transportation. So it's a tough call. You know, we're obviously very much more dependent on gasoline prices, but, you know, 2007, 2008, even 2006 were all those times above $3 a gallon. So it's been kind of nice to see gas prices hold under $3 a gallon these days.
Venezuela, I know that they are a major oil producer, and I know that they do subsidize it, but 15 cents a gallon?
That sure is cheap. Can you imagine filling up for less than a dollar?
Oh, my goodness. I'm tempted to just drive down there and fill up and take a boat back.
That might be a solution.
All right, Patrick, anything else new and newsy from the petroleum end?
Well, you know what? I think that's pretty much wrapped it up. Like a lot, you know, a lot of the folks, you want to keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on the Dow. It's been kind of fun to watch. Unfortunately, you know, it's increased in the past couple weeks, but I think we have some decreases coming up. Everything's looking good. Refineries are using the fall months as maintenance, and so they're converting their plants from producing more gasoline now to producing heating oil for those areas that use it. We're turning into one of the, you know, the fall months are the weaker demand times, while the winter, believe it or not, is another higher demand type of year. You get all the heating oil going to the Northeast, and, you know, while it may not seem like we use a lot of oil in the winter, we sure do, so.
You can go to GasBuddy.com or LansingGasPrices.com to get the cheapest prices. And I'm looking at that page right now, and they're all over the mid-Michigan area. Patrick, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Tony.